wondering why you got to. Now then, have you dried yourself all over?
Yes, all over, all over.
And what about your teeth?
Yes, up and down, front and back, all my teeth, I've brushed them.
Your hair?
Yes, and I combed my hair. Goodness gracious me, Bert. What do you think I am? I am princess. Princesses don't go to bed all messy.
Well, don't catch your death standing on that cold floor. Come on.
Right, here I come. I'm coming to get you. Here I come.
Careful, Lacey. You nearly knocked me over.
Oh, sorry, Bert. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a rough girl. I'm sorry.
You great big lump. I can't believe it. Fancy knocking a little defenseless lep over like that.
You can do the magic. You can get out of the way if Lacey tries to knock you over.
Oh, now listen, Lacey. We don't have any time for magic tonight. Now, come on. Get into bed. There's a good impy.
All right.
There you are. Snuggled down in your beautiful princess sheets. Aren't they pretty?
Yes, they're beautiful. Oh, I love my princess. That lovely. It feels so nice and cool. Is my Rapunzel nightlight on?
Yes, I've turned Rapunzel on. She's all shining beautifully. As soon as I turn the light out, you'll see her.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, Bert.
Now, come on, snuggle down.
All right. Just I got to have a stretch. Stretch. So I'm twice as tall. That's better.
Now, do you have a hanky under your pillow?
Yes, but I'm tall.
Good girl. Your drink of juice is right there on the table. Don't knock it over.
Oh, you lucky bird you are. Bestest brother in the world, Bert?
Yes?
Are you going to tell me a story?
Oh, Impy, it's late.
Oh, please, Bert, just a little one. I can't go to sleep without a story.
Oh, which one? Quick.
If you tell me Good Lep, Bad Lep, Mad Lep, it's my favourite.
Oh, not that one again. We keep having that one.
Please.
No, can't possibly. Oh, all right then, just because it's you. Here we go. Now, once upon a time, there were three Leps. One was a good Lep, one was a bad Lep, and one, well, he was just that little bit mad. Well, one day, these three Leps, they were out foraging by the side of a quiet country road. It was a nasty, wet day, and they couldn't find much food around. And suddenly, along the road came a human, a real live human. The Leps all hid because none of them had ever seen a human before, and they were scared.
What happened then?
Well, the human had white hair, and it wasn't wearing a coat, so it was getting all wet. It was carrying two heavy baskets, one on each arm, and the weight, well, it was making the human walk slower and slower. It was a man. Well, this poor old man, he came shuffling on down the road, and as he came closer, the three Leps put their heads together, wondering what was best to do. The good Lep, he said, "We don't need to do nothing, see? We just need to hide and stay quiet. It'll go away in a minute. Then we can get on with our foraging, see? And you never know. Perhaps if we're lucky, it might just drop something out of that one of them baskets." Well, the bad Lep, he didn't agree. "Rubbish, I got a better plan than that. This human, he's old and doddery, ain't he? All we got to do is jump out and put a freezing spell on him.
What?
And then, when he can't move, we just knock him over the head and nick his baskets. Look how heavy they are. There's got to be something worth nicking in there."
"That wasn't very nice, was it?"
"No, it wasn't, Impy. It wasn't very nice at all, I can tell you. Well, the good Lep, he wasn't having any of that. He and the bad Lep started arguing. The mad Lep, though, he hadn't said a word, had he? Suddenly, he jumped out from behind the bushes. He walked down the road and he went right up to the old man. My stars, he did get a shock. The man, not the Lep. "Excuse me, mister," said the mad Lep. "Don't be frightened. I ain't gonna hurt you." So then, the old man stopped looking scared and he smiled instead. "You're a funny little fella," he said. What are you exactly? Well, I'm a leprechaun, said the mad lep, and the good lep and the bad lep nearly fell down flat on their faces in the bushes. Because, you know, humans aren't supposed to know about us. Oh, are you? The old man said. I thought they lived all across the sea. Well then, what do you want with me? Oh, nothing, said the mad lep. I just wondered if you'd like me to help with those baskets. They look really heavy to me. Look, I'll take this one. And before the old man knew what was happening, the mad lep had made the heavy basket slide off his arm, hover right up in the air, and float along beside him. So the mad lep and the old man, they walked together along the road until they got to the old man's house. Then the mad lep put the basket down, and he was just about to say goodbye. Hold on a second, the old man said. I've got a feeling you're a useful little chap. I could do with somebody like you to help me. I haven't got much, but what I have got, I'll gladly share with you. How about you come and live in my house with me and help me out? And the mad lep agreed, and they lived happily ever after. And do you know, from that day to this, there's always been lots of good leps who mind their own business and keep out of everyone else's way. And there have also been a few bad leps who want to use the helping hand in the wrong way. But there's also a good number of leps who are just a little bit mad. Well, sort of like me, in a good way, you know. These leps, they like to help other people because it feels good to do it. And also because if you help other people, they'll be more inclined to want to help you as well, won't they? And that's the end of the story.
Oh, farewell. The little bit mad lep's dead wants to help the humans like me and Mummy and Daddy Auntie Bert. To have another story, a really, really quick one, to have something like, Tinker Tack, you can tell that one in 2 minutes. Oh, please, Bert, please.
No, no, Impy, I think that's quite enough stories for one night. You can have too much of a good thing, you know. Come on. It's time to do the song and go to sleep. Don't you want to do the song?
Oh, yes, yes, but I do want to do the song. Okay. I'm all ready. You start it.
Oh, you want me to do the verses this time?
Yes, yes, you start it tonight. I'll join in.
All right, okay. I'll start. You join in when you're ready. Come on then, sweetie girl. Put your hands together. Close your eyes. That's right.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the road came a pretty maid and she said, I'm never turning. I'm going to a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain, where there's peace and joy for each girl and boy. It's the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the birds and the bees and the lollipop trees, the ice cool soda fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings. It's the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain is a land so fair and bright. You can laugh and play, you can sleep all day, and then stay awake all night. The chickens are already cooked, and the fruit is ready peeled. I want to go where there'll be no snow, where the rain won't fall and the wind won't blow, and each trouble will be healed. Oh, the blooming of the flowers and the honeydew showers, the cherry cola fountain, where the stars can glow pink and the moon can wink. It's the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's an owl that makes your frocks, and little vents of lovely scents come trickling down the rocks. There's jewels grown on every bush and ribbons on each tree. I'll find my space in that lovely place where the grass is silk and the leaves are lace and a welcome waits for me. Oh, the glitter of the gems and the spangles on stems, the honeysuckle fountain where I sparkle and shine and the world is mine. It's the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you need never go to school. You can learn sweet things from an angel's wings as he fans you nice and cool. They say that love can conquer all, that faith will help me through. So in hope I'll stay on that narrow way, and I'll work and pray and await the day when my mountain dream comes true. Oh, the streets of shining gold and the glories untold, the joyous happy fountain where my Lord waits for me and my soul sails free. It's the Big Rock Candy Mountain. There we go, lazy loves. Now close your eyes. I want to see those eyes closed. Tightly shut. Ooh. There we are then. Night, night.
Love you.
Love you too. See you in the morning. Have lovely dreams. Stay to sleep now.
Straight to see her.